KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen, amen, amen. Giving all praises to the Holy Father, which is in heaven, and to his daughter, son Jesus, who died out on Mount Calvary so that we all may have a right to the tree of life. And to that blessed Holy Spirit, which abides in us and comforts us and teaches us in all manner spiritually. Truly, today is a blessed day because the Lord has blessed and spared us once more and again to behold this beautiful day that he has made. Like the songwriter said, I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving in my heart, and I will enter into his courts with praise. So let us all rejoice, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I just want to give him glory and say thank you, Lord, for being the God that you are. I want to give him glory and say thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. I want to give him glory and say thank you, Lord, for blessing your children beyond their imagination. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, just asking that you continue to have mercy upon us. Oh, Father God, we come right now just as we are, even in the midst of our mess, our shortcomings, and our faults. Just asking you, oh, Heavenly Father, to forgive us of our sins and iniquities and trespasses against thee. And at the same time, oh, Lord, we forgive those who have sinned against us. Please, Father, have mercy. Now, Lord, now, my Father, I come to you praying for your people in the far countries, the one who have been uprooted from their homes, because we know that you are God of restoration. And we come, O Heavenly Father, that you restore back unto them what they have lost. O Father God, we come praying for peace, unity, and love. Please, Father, have mercy. Now, Lord, now, my Father, we just want to say thank you for allowing your word to go forth, because we realize that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we realize it's your word that will prick the hearts of man and cause a change to take place in the world of today. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Amen, amen, and amen. I just want to stop by to let you know today that God will provide. If you're standing in the need of a breakthrough, God will provide. Whatever it is that you're standing in the need of, God will provide. Remember that particular verse in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, that says, first seek ye the kingdom of who? God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. And as long as you're putting God first in your life, you don't have to worry about anything, because God will provide. Now, I want to read to you two passages of scripture that comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. That's the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. It says, this is the purpose that is purpose upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all nations. For the Lord of hosts has purpose, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Now, as I read these particular verses, I was reminded of the beginning of the 23rd Psalms. You know how it starts off by saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, that statement couldn't be any righter than right, mainly because I've come to realize that as long as the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because, I'm talking about God, because he is my Jehovah Jireh, who is my provider. Do you believe that God is your provider today? Do you believe that all you have today is because of God's grace? Amen. Do you believe because of God's mercy you woke up this morning? Do you believe that God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son so that you may receive the gift of eternal life? Do you believe that you can have
have heaven right here on earth. Do you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead so that you may be saved? Do you believe that Jesus shed his precious blood for the remission of our sin so that we may be forgiven of our wrongs? Yes, my brothers and sisters, God always provides a way of escape. And also, when you're standing in a need, God will provide. Amen. I remember when I was a young lad back in the days when they had those records that we played on the record player, you know, those 45s. My mother had this record entitled, God's Got It. In that song, it had a line in it that said, God's got everything that a poor man needs. Now, when I used to hear that line, I used to sing it, but I really never knew what that line actually meant. I'm talking about where it say God's got everything that a poor man needs. You see, it wasn't until I got older and I started studying the Bible, I ran across that verse in the book of Matthew chapter 5 and the 3rd verse where it said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Because it's not about how much you have of what you have accomplished in life, but it's all about what you hunger and thirst after in life. You see, when a person is poor in spirit, it means that one is hungry and thirsting after God and desiring to have a closer relationship with God. And not saying that you don't have a relationship with God, but what I am saying is that When you are poor in spirit, you are not satisfied with the relationship that you do have because you desire to have a much closer and more personal relationship with God in order to get to the next level. Remember, the Bible tells us a wise man is eager to grow. Amen. And when I'm hungry and thirsting after his righteousness, that means I'm desired to grow. Amen. And one thing that I come to realize is that God will provide. The more I serve him, God will provide. The more I labor for him, God will provide. The more I diligently seek him, God will provide. The more I express my love for him, God will provide. The more I praise him, God will provide. The more I worship him, God will provide. The more I keep his commandments, God will provide. The more I be about my Father's business, God will provide. The more I treat everybody right, God will provide. How many of you know that today, that you are who you are because of him? And you come to realize that you have what you have today because of him. Like the people of old would say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, amen, praise God, I would not have what I have today. I would not even much be in existence today because the Lord watched over me when I wasn't watching over myself. Amen. Praise God. Now, what does Isaiah want us to know about in these two particular scriptures that we read is that no one can stop what God has already set up for you in your life. In other words, God has already predestined or preordained the path that you're going to take. Amen. For remember, what God has for you, it is for you. So quit worrying about who doesn't like you, and don't worry about the obstacles that are in your way, and don't worry about why you can't accomplish your dreams, because I stopped by to let you know today that you are right on schedule. Amen. Because what God has for you, it is for you, and nobody anybody else. Because God will, he will, I say God will, yes, he will make a way. God will open doors that are closed in your face. No person, no bad break, and no addiction can stop what God has for you. For remember, what God has for you, it is for you. So keep on trusting in the Lord. Keep on depending on God. Keep on honoring God. Keep on being your being the best you that you can ever be. Amen. Trusting by trusting in the Lord, because what God has for you, it is for you. Because God will, yes, God will, he will provide. Do you believe that today? I want to know, do you believe that God will provide? Do you believe that all that you have is because what God has blessed you with? Amen. And so you owe it all to him. You owe all the glory to him. You owe all the praise to him. You owe all the honor to him. And somebody ought to just say, thank you, Lord, for blessing me right now. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to have what I have today. Thank you, Lord, for blessing my home. Thank you, Lord, for blessing my family. Thank you, Lord, even though things are not the way that I want them to be, I still would just like to say, thank you, Lord, because you gave me the strength and the necessary courage to endure this race that is set before me. Now, there is no one more thing that I would like to leave with you before I finish today. In the 27th verse, it says, for the Lord of hosts has purpose. Who shall disannul it? Now, when we say disannul, it comes from the root word annul, and that means to make invalid. Amen. I stop by to let you know that no one in this world can make God's word invalid. No one in this world can void God's word. No one in this world can reduce God's word to nothing. No one in this world can neutralize God's word. If God said it, let me say that again, because I don't believe that you understand what I'm truly saying right now. If God said it, he will do it. Remember, for God is watching over his word to provide, to fulfill the promises that are in his word. Like I said in the beginning, it said, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. As long as you're putting God first, as long as you're seeking after the truth, as long as you're doing the best to allow God to be at the head of your life, then the promise at the end of that verse which said, all things, not some things, but all things will be added unto you. Because if he said it, he will do it. God will provide. And I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, sometimes you might be going through something. Sometimes you might feel like you don't have everything that you need. Sometimes you might feel like you don't have a surplus. But one thing that you can truly say is that your needs have been met. Amen. And as long as your needs are being met, oh, Lord, 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 God will add more to it. But all you got to do is line your life. See, first you got to do what you got to do is line your life and line your will up with God's will. Amen. And when you do that, then you're putting God first. Then when you do that, then you're saying, God, well, I'll do whatever it is that you have me to do. You see, I go to church because I choose to fellowship with other saints of God that are like-minded such as myself. If you don't take nothing else from what I've just said, just remember, God will provide. He'll make a way out of no way. Y'all ought to give God some praise today.